You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Among the few things I have from my Grandma Elsie, besides reddish hair, is a $2 bill. It's dated 1976, and she gave it to my mother when I was a baby. There's a decent chance you might have a $2 bill stashed away somewhere. In a drawer, a box of keepsakes, maybe even in your wallet. They're often passed down from loved ones, like my grandmother, and these bills hold a special place in our collective hearts. They're also the subject of this week's installment of the Marketplace series, I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and blade work.
Our question today comes from Patricia Anita Young of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
My question is about $2 bills. I like to call them $2 bills. Are they ever going to be worth anything? And is it worth hoarding them? Are they going to stop printing them? Are they going to print more?
Marketplace's Tommy Andres finds out why the two became the rarest denomination.
The nickname for the two is a Tom, thanks to Thomas Jefferson, who adorns them. And the nation's foremost expert on Toms might just be this guy.
My name is John Bernardo, and I'm the producer and director of the $2 Bill documentary, which is currently in post-production.
John has done hours and hours of research and interviewed dozens of people for his film, and he says the story of the two starts with America's first printing of federal paper money.
This is 1862.
The two was in that first printing, but it took a while for paper money to catch on. And then came the Great Depression.
This was a time when our country did not have much wealth, and a lot of things cost less than a dollar. So the $2 bill really didn't have much of a practical use.
The economy recovered, of course, and for some strange reason, the two slowly became the perfect note for nefarious purposes.
Politicians used to be known for bribing people for votes, and they would bribe them with a $2 bill. $2 bills is the standard bet at a racetrack. So if you won, you might get a bunch of $2 back, and that would show you've been gambling. Prostitution back in the day was $2 for a trick.
Hey, big boy.
So if you were spending $2 bills, it might get you into some trouble with your wife.
Tom got kind of a dirty rep. And over the years, as inflation brought the value of the single and the two closer and closer together, folks didn't see much use for poor old Tom.
So by 1966, they decided we don't need a $2 bill anymore. There's not enough of them being used. So they stopped making it.
10 years, no Toms. But here's the thing. The two made a lot of sense.
It's actually more cost efficient to print twos instead of ones.
Today, for example, it costs about 5 cents to make a dollar, and it costs the same to make a two.
You can print half as many twos and get the same dollar amount.
So in 1976, the Treasury decided it would try again. It would print a special bill for the bicentennial with a big picture of the signing of the Declaration of Independence on the back.
They made 400 million of them. They made half as many ones. They saved themselves a lot of money.
And the bicentennial bills turned out really nice. A little too nice, in fact.
It was so beautiful that people just said, this is a collector's item. This is worth something more than $2. I'm going to save this.
And much to the government's chagrin, people put them in drawers and keepsake boxes and passed them down to loved ones. And again,
it never caught on.
So how rare are twos? Well, that depends on what you consider rare.
I think it's 1.2 billion that are out there.
And they are still being printed.
75 million notes in the last year and a half.
Of course, 3 billion ones were produced in that same amount of time. In fact, out of the $1.25 trillion worth of coins and bills in circulation right now, less than 0.1% are Toms.
It's rare compared to other notes. But it's not rare in its own right.
The fact is, you can get twos at almost any bank. You just have to ask. And there's a small subculture of $2 ambassadors out there who do just that. Folks who get stacks of bills at a time and spend them, trying to keep the two alive. Patricia, our question asker, actually says she's one of them.
Because I give them out and they act so excited, like, what is this? My beautician loves them.
That's why John says the real value isn't in collecting Toms, it's in spending them.
They always get a smile, they always get a conversation, they always get something more than just what happens when you spend a 1, a 5, or a 10. It's a way to get remembered, it's a way to stand out.
I'm Tommy Andres for Marketplace Weekend.
John Bernardo's film, The $2 Bill Documentary, is expected to come out this summer.